The business news starts with a turkey of a law. And after hearing this report, you can decide if that was a turkey of a pun. If you forgot to buy stuffing for your turkey, or ran out of cinnamon for your pumpkin pie, and you live in Massachusetts, you may have to go without. State laws dating back to the 1600s prohibit retailers larger than convenience stores to open on Thanksgiving. But some are planning to flout the blue laws and open their doors anyway. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady-Meyeroff reports.
In the state that has legalized gay marriage, it's still illegal to sell turkeys, TVs, or turtlenecks on Thanksgiving or Christmas. But this year, some retailers plan to open anyway. CompUSA obtained local police permits to open in Boston and Woburn, according to the Boston Globe. Those permits won't make it legal, says John Hurst, president of the Retailers Association of Massachusetts. He says stores that open today probably don't understand the law.
It is a complicated law. It's an old law. I don't think anyone, whether it be the stores or the local police chiefs, are looking to break the law.
Hurst says no association members have ever asked to change the Puritan law because it's unclear if it would be profitable. The Attorney General's office says it's confident all retailers are aware of the restrictions. This year, the grocery chain Whole Foods Market was denied special permission to open today. It is open in most states. The Asian food store, Super 88 Market, plans to open 5 of its 6 locations in Greater Boston, according to managers and employees. Last year, one Super 88 was shut down by police on Thanksgiving. In the parking lot of a Super 88 in Boston, shoppers Steven Sirarkman and Veronica Pepin said the laws should be changed.
I think the laws are antiquated that says that it should close because, well, if people need groceries, they should be able to come get them even if it's Thanksgiving.
It's a cultural difference that, you know, Chinese people may not be eating turkeys on Thanksgiving, so I think they should be allowed to open.
One outlet shopping mall has found a clever way around the restriction. It's opening 1 minute after midnight. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyeroff in Boston.